This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In the hours before dawn today, lawmakers narrowly voted to give President Bush broad powers to negotiate trade agreements. The House of Representatives was working furiously on major legislation before breaking this morning for summer recess. They now leave the matter to the Senate. This caps a week of high activity in the House on a number of fronts, including homeland security, bankruptcy, and corporate accountability. NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wilner, joins us. David, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
House was awfully busy this week. Aside from vacation plans, what accounts for all the urgency?
Two words, Scott. Midterm elections. Republicans and Democrats want to have their congressional contracts renewed in November, and they want to go back to their districts and show their constituents that they've been doing a good job. So they've been doing a lot of things, especially in this climate with faltering public trust in corporate America and a crisis on Wall Street. They want to show that they are still relevant.
Now, President Clinton, of course, had broad trading authority, as it was called, fast-track authority, I guess, and the Congress took that away from him. President Bush wanted it back. Why the turnaround with this Congress?
Well, of course, the Congress under President Clinton was controlled by Republicans for most of his years in the White House. And we have a Republican-controlled House, which has given a Republican president what he wanted. It wasn't easy, though, when they first voted on this back in December in the House. It passed by one vote. Early this morning, it passed by just three votes. So it hasn't been easy. A lot of Republicans from textile and steelmaking districts have been very nervous about this vote being used against them in the November elections.
On Friday, the House appeared to give this administration pretty much of what it wanted for a new Department of Homeland Security in the war against terrorism. But will the House and Senate bills now be difficult to reconcile?
They may be, because there's one major difference between what the House passed yesterday and the version that a Senate committee passed this week. And that is that President Bush wants to have the authority to waive the job protections for civil servants that most other government agencies have for this new Homeland Security Department. The House agreed to give him that waiver authority. The Senate is not, and the president said yesterday that he would not sign into law a new Homeland Security Department if he didn't have those powers. So it looks like there is going to be a showdown between the House and Senate over that.
Mm-hmm. Even the concern about international terrorism was almost crowded out at some point by what was perceived public concern over the business climate and the need to regulate businesses who have not been honest with the American people. What was achieved on that front?
Well, in terms of the corporate reforms, both the House and Senate this week passed a major reform piece of legislation where the accounting industry is going to be much more scrutinized than it was before. And there are also going to be much more, much stiffer penalties for corporate executives who are found to have knowingly misled investors about the state of their company's financial situation. There also will be a bigger time period for defrauded investors to sue. And this, of course, could lead to more lawsuits tried by trial lawyers. This is something that Republicans do not want to see happening. But at the same time, there was a climate in the country this week where nobody wanted to be seen as siding with the corporate wrongdoers, especially with elections coming up so soon.
At the same time, why was bankruptcy legislation held up?
Well, bankruptcy legislation was expected to be approved by the House last night, but it hit a snag because the compromise agreement with the Senate had focused on one last unresolved detail, and that was about the protections that those who protest outside abortion clinics wanted to have and with bankruptcy legislation. Those protections were not insured sufficiently for religious conservatives in the House. And in the end, House leaders decided to pull the legislation rather than put it to a vote where they might lose.
David, thank you very much.
Sure, Scott.
NPR's congressional correspondent, David Wilner.